everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Thursday, March 7th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. I had people ask about the Presque Isle Republican Party event. They heard me talking about the four dates in May. You need to pull out your calendar, open your calendar on your phone, text this to yourself, whatever you got to do. May 7th, the 9th, the 11th, and the 14th of May. Depending on where you live, you have something to do. May 7th is the deadline to file for precinct delegate. You are going to run for precinct delegate. Now, I don't believe Presque Isle County has expanded their apportionment report. I got to talk to the chairman, Mr. Britsky. Bob Britsky is the chair, to see if he's doubled his apportionment report to be able to grow the party, to get more members, to get more volunteers, to knock on doors, make phone calls, and put up signs before the August 6th primary. We're doing this in every county. Every county. So, May 7th is that first date. May 9th will be Milwaukee County's Lincoln Day dinner. They've asked me to be the keynote speaker down there for that event. Then on Saturday, big event in Presque Isle County, Sheboygan County folks, Alpena County, Mount Morenci, Oscoda, all you surrounding counties need to mark your calendars right now for May the 11th. I believe the committee's meeting today or tonight and going to have a meeting confirming that they are going to have a great keynote speaker interview. I'll be on stage with Mark Farner, the original songwriter, lead guitar, vocalist for Grand Funk Railroad. He's agreed to come to this event and to talk to the folks. We'll have a little radio interview and taking questions from the audience, interactive type of discussion with him. That's going to be Saturday, May the 11th, at the Posen Event Center. We'll be running commercials for that, promoting that event. I believe they said they could handle up to 500 or 600 people, and we are going to pack the place. They better make enough food because there's going to be a packed house that night. It's going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. And then May the 14th, I just got a phone call from the Manistee, I believe it was Manistee County. I want to make sure because it's Nikki Koontz's county, I believe. Manistee County is going to have their Lincoln Day dinner event on Tuesday, May the 14th. I could be wrong on a couple of informational points on those, but those are the dates. You're going to file for precinct delegate by Tuesday, May 7th before 3 p.m. And then the other event, the big one, of course, is going to be Saturday, May the 11th for the Presque Isle County Republicans. I'm excited. Mark's excited. He's actually in his home studio right now putting the final touches on his new album that's coming out. And they're going to do a test drive in front of live audiences down in South America. Him and his Mark Farner American band is going to be taking off for South America for 10 days, I believe, here in the middle of April. He'll be gone on tour and then joining us probably with a good suntan. That's my bet. After being in South America for 10 days, yeah, he's going to be nice and tan. And then he'll be coming and joining us May 11th, Saturday, in the Posen Event Center. In, I believe, technically, is Posen mailing actually Rogers City? Somebody can confirm. I think Posen is a township. I know that. But I believe it's technically Rogers City is their mailing. And that's going to be Saturday, May the 11th. So excited, excited. We got lots of things to talk about. Lansing, with this gridlock situation, absolutely a complete waste of time. That's the bottom line. A complete waste of time based on what's going on down there in Lansing. And one of the things that you have to look at, folks, is the budget. And again, I talked about it earlier. State Representative Jamie Green concerned that she's not going to have enough money. Her priorities, the things that she wants to do, yeah, Governor, you don't have the money. Not going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, there's only one alternative, folks, and that's increase taxes. And again, I think it's going to be income tax. It might even be an attempt to raise our sales tax. So we'll see. But one of the quote of the day that came out yesterday is a Democrat, State Representative Phil Skaggs, a communist from Grand Rapids, during a committee discussion on using vehicle miles traveled tax. These are called VMTs. Instead of a gas tax to raise money for the roads. A prior witness compared the fuel tax to a rock star on his farewell tour. If the tax is an aging rock star, then it's goodbye yellow brick road. Isn't that cute? He got quote of the day for quoting something to do with Elton John's famous song. Goodbye yellow brick road. Yeah, I don't sing, so especially on the radio. I only do it in the shower. But that's why. And what are they doing? They're looking at alternative ways to tax us. So now, here's what they want to do. They want to go with toll roads or vehicle miles traveled taxes. And this is coming from a study led by the Department of Transportation, MDOT, commissioned by MDOT. In the report, HNTB, found that a statewide $8.5 billion, 545-mile tolling program could generate enough revenue by charging 6 cents per mile to fully fund the life cycle costs of roadways where it is implemented, but would have to require a careful approach in the traffic count studies in miles traveled, as a fuel tax has lost its purchasing power and funding source, especially in light of shifting toward electric vehicles, mileage-based user fees. This is another variation of a VMT, vehicle miles traveled. Well, MBUFs, mileage-based user fees, can take its place in funding the roads, according to Barack Feigenbaum, Senior Managing Director of Transportation Policies, Reason Foundation. I'd like to say the fuel tax is like a rock star on the farewell tour, Feigenbaum said. And that's where the quote of the day came from, State Representative Phil Skaggs. So you're saying it's the gas tax is an aging rock star. It's then goodbye yellow brick road. And of course, the Democrats all laughed. They thought that was cute. In a presentation given to the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Transportation, the report emphasized using all electronic tolling, such as a payment through transponder devices and video cameras. Oh, here we go. Let me tell you what the transponder device is, folks. When I was a truck driver, I had a transponder sent to me by this company. I forget the name. I don't care. I peeled off the sticker, the adhesive tape, and stuck it up in the top of my windshield on the driver's side, out of my vision. every time I went by a tolling camera transponder, it would get a signal from mine. I had to change the battery in this stupid thing like every month. AA battery goes in it to send out an electronic signal as you drive down the highway. As you go into a tolling area, it would zap and get my transponder information, and then I would get a bill every month at the end of the month, and it was tied directly to my commercial checking account for Great Lakes Cargo, and the payment would come automatically out of my checking account. They want us to put those on our cars. So transponder devices, along with and or video cameras that take a picture of your license plate. So as you drive through, you drive by, it takes a picture of your license plate and sends you the bill in the mail. Other states have been doing it. It's been happening for years on the freeways of a lot of these New Jersey turnpikes, places like that. I had to have, it's called PrePass. I think that's the name, PrePass is what it's called. Anyway, stopped doing it March 6th of 2009. So frankly, my dear, I've erased it from the computer. But $8.5 billion would be funded by toll revenue. Eventually, the toll revenue would pay the debt service on the government bonds that Governor Whitmer wants to sell. You sell the bonds promising a higher rate of return for investment, and the toll roads would pay the payments back for those who bought the bonds. Ron Davis, project manager, said less than 1% of toll mileage has been implemented on previously untolled highways. And it is used right now for brownfield tolling for brownfield redevelopment. They're looking at 545 centerline miles on I-69, 75, 94, 196, 275, 696, and M14. We'll get to the rest of this story. Other side, final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show. The Tier 1 corridors, 545 miles on I-69, I-75, I-94, I-196. That's the loop around Grand Rapids. I-275, that's the loop around the Plymouth-Canton area. I-696, that runs from basically Lake St. Clair, heading west towards Lansing, turning into 96, and M14, a Michigan State road. These would be installed within 5 to 7 years. Then Tier 2, an additional 232 miles, would be implemented in years 7 to 14, and then 379 more miles in 15 to 20 years down the road. Couple of questions were asked. Democrat communist from Farmington Hills, State Rep Steckloff, said, asked what revenue would look like if the tolling project steered clear of urban cities. Davis, project manager for HTNB, said it would still be a very robust increase in revenues. State Representative Ken Borden of Gaylord said on recent drives through Illinois and Oklahoma, he noticed license plates from various states. But Michigan isn't a state that travelers typically pass through on their way to another destination unless they're going to Canada or Wisconsin. He prompted to ask how much of the revenue would come from out-of-state drivers, or would this be all funded on the backs of Michiganders? There's also a question was asked, what would be the best way to capture the revenue from out-of-staters? Davis said, freight traffic. Remember us truck drivers with pre-pass? Yep. And guess what, folks? At the end of the month, when I got my bill, and it was $100, $200, $300 bucks, depending on my routes, depending on what runs I went on, I turned them in and got reimbursed from the shippers. And who are the shippers? The people that put the products on your shelves in your stores. And who ultimately pays for those products? You do. I'm not going to eat that $300 a month out of my pocket. I'm turning it in my expense report to the company I'm leased on to, and they're going to bill the shippers, and the shippers are going to pass those costs on to the consumers. Corporations do not pay taxes. Businesses do not pay taxes. I don't know what part of this they don't get. Consumers of products and services pay the taxes on everything. Unbelievable. Davis said freight traffic is the largest portion of revenue. Since he was suggested freight would be tolled at 4 times the amount of passenger vehicles. Oh, not only are they going to stick it to you guys as a consumer, they're going to stick it to you 400% over what you have to pay as a passenger vehicle. He also mentioned that many out-of-staters use I-94 from the Indiana border to the I-196 in West Michigan and beyond to travel for vacation. The bottom line is, folks, the fuel taxes aren't going to fix the roads. When you factor in electric vehicles, when you factor in all these high mileage vehicles the manufacturers are coming out with, hybrids and other things, it's not going to work. We've got to get rid of the fuel tax. Will it go away? Probably not. Not until I'm governor. If you're going to toll us, then we're not paying the fuel tax. You got a decision to make, one or the other. Gas prices are too dang high. So if you're going to do toll roads and send us down this path, then you're going to drop the fuel tax, if not eliminate it altogether. These people are just, they love to tax us. Dave says in Sheboygan, let's make sure we put cameras in Whitmer's driveway. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Craig says, put it on EV cars only. Make them pay their fair share. Yeah, let's see how fast that helps them sell electric vehicles. Right, right. Getting back to Dave Ajima, he said, I put in the bill to mandate rubberized asphalt and concrete. They did not want to do it. You think? The roads would last too dang long. Appreciate that, John. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's see. Last text message. Yeah, I'm going to call you after the show, and I think I got them all. Good, good, good. So that's it. And I want to remind you, today is the last day to order the cards. We're going to be heading out of town tomorrow after the show. We won't be able to ship the cards for 2 weeks. So if you want the cards, the 9/11/11 cards, spread the word. Go to acconservatives.org, donate $21 before 3 p.m. today, and they will go out in the mail today. I'm going to the post office. And if you want to sign up for the Roberts Rules of Order class, State of Michigan Constitution in Traverse City, April 13th, text me class. I'll send you the flyer and the website, AC Conservatives. You can read the post and pay $59 for the class. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories of the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE and G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE and G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect